Blog Talk Radio.
This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, and a very stormy Baltimore. AK Stout is here with me. AK, is the weather any better?
Yes, the storm, well, the first round of the storm finally passed. I think we might be due for a little bit more in a few minutes here, so hopefully I don't lose power. But yeah, we had a nice surprise storm that had my basement flooded, but it's all taken care of now.
Oh, good. You have had some really wacky weather for your area. You've had more heat than I think we've had here in Houston, because we've only been to the 90s.
I'm more than willing to give it right back to you.
And I would like to have it. We've been wet, but some flooding, but we'll be okay. So we've got a great show tonight. I'm really excited about this, but I'm going to let you introduce our guest, because as we were telling Greg earlier, you've been stalking them for a while.
Our guest tonight is Greg Goodson. He is one of the co-founders of Bracklecopter, which, if you are a loyal listener of the show, is actually something I mentioned during one of our Peeking Out segments a couple months ago. We couldn't really remember when that was, but I'll let Greg really tell all about it, because I'm sure he knows the ins and outs of it better than I do, but it's an awesome tool to help administer an online giveaway that I've been using a ton lately and have been recommending it and following along with it for quite some time now. So I was saying before the show, I'm a huge fan. Deb called me a stalker, but, you know, it is what it is. When I find something I like, I really, really like it. So anyway, without further ado, I will let Greg introduce himself, tell us a little bit about your background, Greg, and then all about what exactly Rafflecopter does.
Well, I feel like you did such a great pitch that I don't need to anymore. So thanks for having me. So, yeah, I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about myself. So like AK said, I'm Greg. I'm one of the founders of Rafflecopter. And first things first, prior to starting Rafflecopter, I was actually an independent search marketing and search optimization consultant. After spending a couple years as a marketing manager at an online outdoor retailer called Backcountry.com, and then several years before that at a digital ad agency in Atlanta, so you talk about sweltering heat. I'm a proud graduate of Georgia Tech, super passionate about startups, entrepreneurship, love trail running, bluegrass music, and of course, last but not least, sweat and tears into Rafflecopter, so definitely passionate about that. So just to give you a quick scoop on Rafflecopter. So what we do, we make it really easy for you to set up and launch a giveaway or sweepstakes promotion online. So when you come to our site, you can create and customize sweepstakes entry form that then you can embed on your blog or website, kind of like a YouTube video, that incentivizes your readers to perform tasks in exchange for entries into your sweepstakes. So when I say tasks, I mean, for instance, tweeting a message, leaving a blog post comment, being a fan on Facebook, and as well as custom tasks that we allow our users to create. And when you run a giveaway with our widget and the giveaway ends, we also give you the tools that helps you kind of moderate, verify, and announce your winners. And I really think that Rafflecopter kind of opens up the possibility that you can make your blog or website a great location to run a giveaway or sweepstakes. And that said, you know, Rafflecopter is totally self-serve, it's free to use. And, yeah, we get a lot of feedback, and it's a lot of fun. And we've had over 250,000 giveaways created through our app in the past year. And we've been around for, just a little over a year. And it's the three of us. So it's myself and my co-founders, JR and Justin. And we are located in beautiful downtown Boulder, Colorado.
Wow, that's a lot. And Boulder's gorgeous. How are you with the fires? Everything okay?
Yeah, no, everything's fine. In fact, we have an Instagram account, and I took a few pictures of it and posted them maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Boulder, fortunately, has been spared for the most part. Colorado Springs, they got it really bad, and we've been keeping a close eye on all the fires that have been going down there. But it looks like things are kind of calming down a little bit. So we're hoping for some more rain, which it looks like it's going to be doing the next couple of days.
Cool. Well, you know, you said you had 250,000 giveaways on the app, and I think I've entered 200,000 of them.
She's not lying either.
I literally, like, a compulsive rafflecopter enterer. That literally every time I find one, I do every single I mean, I might be doing jumping jacks in my living room if I can get an entry into a contest. So,
And if AK entered that many, consider all the followers that you have, AK, and how many are following your lead. And, you know, there's some I'm going, no, I don't think I'm going to enter this count one, AK. You go ahead and you take it.
Yeah. Nobody else entered. It's mine. Well, that is. That's how we met Ashley for our Gift of Life show, is because I entered and won that giveaway that Gift of Life was doing with the watch. So it brings people together, too. So, Greg, can you give us an idea of why running a giveaway is a good idea for your business or your blog?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, cut to the chase, giveaways, they generate enthusiasm. They provide some sort of incentive amongst your audience. And just to be clear, when we use the term giveaway, we use the term giveaway a lot because Rafflecopter at heart is a sweepstakes platform. And for your promotion to be labeled a sweepstakes, there should be a low barrier to entry for those who are entering. Unlike contests, which are sort of based on a skill, sweepstakes promotions are based on luck, you know, based on chance, similar to a lottery, but the difference is being lotteries kind of they require a purchase for your entry, where giveaways and sweepstakes, essentially the entries are free. And that's kind of why you see, like, no purchase necessary often whenever you're entering some sort of sweepstakes or giveaway. But back to answer your question. So giveaways and sweepstakes, they should be fun, and they should be easy for you to do, and they should be fun for your audience. And everyone loves a shot at winning a prize. And as a person who's giving away a prize, who doesn't like sending out that email to inform the entrant that hey, you know, you won. It's a lot of fun, kind of a lot of back and forth, good interaction with your audience. It helps spread the word about your brand or whatever you might be promoting. And when done right, you know, sweepstakes, they can prove to have a really effective ROI. And it doesn't require a giant workload. So companies that rely heavily on sweepstakes, like the Publishers Clearinghouse, the Reader's Digest, to companies that run sweepstakes, you know, on cereal boxes, or like on fast food drink cups, or startups, bloggers, small, you know, anyone can run sweepstakes and get something out of it. So that said, the whole idea of Rafflecopter kind of started when we saw bloggers running giveaways in a way that we kind of thought was inefficient. And we created Rafflecopter to help save bloggers hours and hours that they told us that they were taking to set up and manage the giveaways. So that said, you know, just kind of given the Internet's continued growth, more and more folks are finding new and unique ways to market their product, get their names out there. And giveaway promotions are becoming kind of more and more creative and widespread. So we just kind of saw an opportunity for us to save a lot of folks' time, and here we are 15 months later.
Well, I have to tell everybody my favorite part about Rafflecopter because, you know, I think it's awesome. That's why I didn't make that quite clear. So what I've been doing with a couple of my clients is using Rafflecopter for sort of a cross-promotional giveaway. So we'll have, you know, maybe we'll have a company that sells a product that's complementary to our product. And we'll say, hey, do you want to do sort of a joint giveaway and offer both products as a giveaway? So one of us will create all of the entries through one of our Rafflecopter accounts so that people can like both Facebook pages and they can follow both Twitter accounts. Their tweets will contain the Twitter handles of both accounts. So it really helps build the brand awareness for both brands because you have two audiences to work off of. So we're not solely relying on our existing audience to know about it and spread the word. Now we have somebody else's audience entirely who's now learning about us, vice versa. So I think what I really like, well, I know what I really like about your widget is that you can share it. As many people, from what I can understand and from what I've done, can take that widget embed code and stick it wherever they like for one giveaway, and all of the entries sort of go into one pot, so to speak.
Yep.
So that, yes, I love that feature. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and just like you said, lots of folks have, you know, we came out with Raffle Copter for a specific purpose, and it's been a lot of fun watching folks kind of take it and use it in their own unique and creative ways, and we've kind of done our best to adapt to those new ways. And yeah, I mean, just like you said, lots of businesses are kind of partnering up with one another, or sometimes partnering up with different bloggers kind of in their niche. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
You know, something that I don't think you addressed when you were talking about Raffle Copter at the beginning, and how did the idea for Raffle Copter start?
So it started myself and JR. We were working on another project that was based around bloggers would be able to build a widget that they could embed into their blog. That would be an e-commerce store, and the e-commerce store would have products in there that would be based around their users' interests. My background, like I said, I worked for an online outdoor retailer for a couple of years, doing a lot of search marketing and data feeds and comparison shopping engines. And JR's had kind of been working on some projects with me, kind of in that sector. And we worked on that project for about 3 months, and no one's really seemed to kind of show enthusiasm for it. And so we said, folks, well, what are your pain points as a blogger? What could we do to help you? And we sent out a survey, and it must have been like 4/5 of the folks who we surveyed said, you know, we like running giveaways, but the only tools out there that you can use right now to do that are tools that cost money, tools that bloggers don't have money to pay for, and tools that really don't kind of fit our needs as a blogger. And so we kind of asked a few more questions, got some ideas, and, you know, 2 months later we came out with the very first version of what Raffle Copter was. So it was just kind of a lot of prodding and asking questions and figuring out, you know, whose pain points were where and how we can best address those.
Cool. Yeah, I always wonder about that. I see all these things and I'm like, where did that idea even come from?
No, but usually you're saying, oh, I had that idea and they implemented it first.
Yeah, not this time.
Not this time.
We get that asked a lot, like, where'd you come up with that idea? And yeah. we really didn't come up with the idea. People told us what they wanted, and we built something for it. So really they just shared with us what they thought would be useful, and there it was.
Well, I'm curious. So if I'm going to use this and I'm going to run a giveaway, what's the best kind of prize to give away?
So, I mean, I guess it kind of depends, but I would say first and foremost, make sure your prize has what I like to call an awesome factor. So when I say awesome factor, like a great prize can make or break the promotion. So before starting a giveaway, I would ask yourself, you know, what's the worth of my prize? Not necessarily to you, but to your audience as a whole. You know, what percentage of your readers would find value in the prize if they were to win this item? And how does this prize resonate well with my audience? So I would recommend, you know, a prize that's versatile so that any of your readers could use it and enjoy it if they won. This is why, you know, gift cards are really, really popular. Other items that tend to do really well are popular electronics. Like, we've done an iPad giveaway before. Kindle Fires are really, really popular. I mean, there's not a lot of people out there that wouldn't enjoy, you know, winning an iPad or a Kindle. And if they already had one, they could give it to a relative, or they could sell, you know, whatever they might want to do. But, you know, if you have a quirky or one-of-a-kind sort of item, I honestly think that's even better. But, you know, everyone loves gift cards, a unique prize, it trumps everything else. So if you have the opportunity to give away a prize that's a real head-turner, I would take advantage of that. So... And I guess, you know, AK, you're a consultant, and I was a consultant, so we've had a lot of SEO folks who are SEO consultants as well. They would, instead of giving out a physical prize, they would give out like 5 hours of their service, to where, you know, I would give you 5 hours of my SEO essentially my SEO brand power, and that's the prize. So we've seen companies who don't necessarily have a physical product, but they can give out something like that. And finally, if you're going to be giving out a prize, I would recommend that the collective prize value at least be $50. So I think $50 is a good starting price. There must be some sort of value to your readers to be motivated to enter. I think the best kind of prize is a prize that's essentially valuable to your collective readership as a whole.
I have a kind of a follow-up question for that. I just kind of popped into mind. It wasn't even really my question. One of my clients asked me the other day, do you have any opinion on how often it would be good for like a company or a blogger to give away something? So as people keep coming back because of that sort of tease that there could be a giveaway at any certain time, or do you think maybe just one really good one a year is good, or any statistics or anything on that?
You know, it really depends. We've seen companies who take Rafflecopter and give away an iPad, and they put a lot of emphasis into it once a quarter. So they've used Rafflecopter maybe 5 or 6 times. There's a company who's, I think they might have been one of the first 100 folks to sign up for Rafflecopter way back in the day. And they have an item, and they're an online retailer for barbecue sauce. And it's like a one-of-a-kind barbecue sauce. And they sent us some of it for us to sample, and it's awesome. It's really awesome. They're called Country Bob's. But they use Rafflecopter a couple times a week on their Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's just a way, you know, some folks see it as, like, a way for, you know, to get folks excited about a prize. But they use Rafflecopter as a way to, you know, get feedback from their audience and ask them questions and interact with them. And if they're giving away, you know, 3 prize packs, let's say, a week, and each prize pack is $20, it's not a huge investment, but it does let people, you know, get excited about their brand. It lets people, at least the winners, you know, try it out. And you see all these pictures of people who won the giveaways on their Facebook page, you know, uploading pictures of them trying out. It's really fascinating how some strategies work well for some and other strategies really work well for others. So it really depends if you're a blogger or if you're a brand. For us, it makes sense for us to at least have at least one giveaway running at any point in time. If you're a brand, it just kind of depends on what your motivations and your intentions are.
Now, I've heard that you've heard or know of some crazy prizes that have been given away with Rafflecopter. What is the craziest?
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of iPads given away, but, you know, they're not really crazy. So over Memorial Day, and in fact during the month of May, we had a blogger, awesome website, it's civilizedcavemancooking.com. And he blogs, you know, about cooking. He's a foodie blogger. For Memorial Day, he gave out 220 pounds of grass-fed beef using Rafflecopter. and that was my exact reaction. I'm sitting back watching them give this away, and I'm thinking to myself, what on earth would I do with 200 pounds of beef? I don't have enough refrigerator space, let alone. I don't know how long that would take me to go through.
You'd have to have a big party.
Yeah, it's just a really wild prize, and people were kind of like turning their heads, like, what is that about? So that thing took off really, really fast. And another one that was a really unique prize. So there's a site called DudeIWantThat.com. It's a really cool site. You should check it out if you haven't already. But basically, they feature items that you don't see every day, and every now and then they run a giveaway for one of those items if they acquire one. And they were giving out a coffee table that was it was a physical working Nintendo controller that you could plug into an NES system. And it was well crafted. The buttons were as big as your hand. Like it was the coolest thing you've ever.
Who
seen.
Wants one of those, AK?
Sorry,
that's okay.
I'm trying to find a mute.
But really cool and unique items like that, they have an enticing appeal. And just as an example, there's a company right next door. There are a lot of startups in Boulder, Colorado. And there's a company next door to us, and they're called Oobly. And what they've done is they've created like a furry plush toy, and it helps educate children using your iPad. and your iPhone as sort of like an educational device. And they're releasing this toy in the upcoming month. It's a really cool company. It seems like they're going to do some really cool things. But they were running a giveaway to win one of these prizes before it was released, or one of these items before it was released. And, I personally don't have any children. I have a nephew. He's not old enough to use it quite yet. And so I probably wouldn't buy one, but I think it's a really cool idea. It's a cool product. I didn't win, but, you know, I kind of wanted to. So, you know, how exclusive that product was and kind of made me want to enter. But you know, that said, when someone walks up to me now and says, you know, what is an Oobly? I can tell them. And that, to me, telling kind of those folks who I talk to, that offline impression, it's valuable to their brand. So I think, you know, a really unique prize goes a long way.
You know what, Greg? I'm sitting here trying to monitor the chat, but what I'm also monitoring is the Facebook messaging that I'm getting and the text messages and the direct messages from Twitter. So we've got a handful of people that love the 220 pounds of beef. We've got another group of geeks that are saying, where can I find that coffee table? And we have some educators that are listening and will probably want to learn more about the Oobly. You've just interested a whole group of different individuals with these the raffles.
Well, yes. What happened was that everybody just stopped listening to the show and is now playing on Dude, I Want That.
Probably.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Deb. I mean, that's like the power of giveaways and the way that you can set them up now. I mean, the word of mouth potential is extraordinary. And you know, every time someone enters a giveaway and they walk away from the computer, well, you know, now they've had some brand exposure, and it's tough to measure kind of like that offline exposure as well, but it does work, and it's that's exactly how Rafflecopter has grown. It's just been word of mouth, and we believe that we can kind of bring that service to any company that you know might be interested in running giveaway promotion.
And the ease. I mean, it just seems to be so easy to be able to do this. So what are some of your tips and your tricks that you can tell us about the promotions and the giveaways?
So I guess best practices. So if you're a business or a brand or a blogger online, even like 5 years ago, I mean a blogger was a blogger, but now it's even – But in 2012, it's a safe assumption that if you're a blogger or a business or a brand, you probably have a Facebook page, you probably have a Twitter account, and hopefully you have an email list too. And so I would say first and foremost, I would use these social channels to your advantage. And you know, if your giveaway if you're planning on running it for a week, submitting a status update every now and then, or a tweet. Or sending a blurb to an email newsletter. You know, I think you might be surprised how well people respond. And it's not bad etiquette necessarily to tell your followers to help you spread the word, retweet it, share it. I mean, for instance, like just going back to that Oobly example, yeah, I entered the giveaway, but it was a cool giveaway, and I like what they're doing. So I shared it and tried to do as much as I could to help them kind of do what they're, you know, promote their item. So I would say, first and foremost, you know, kind of use those social channels to your advantage. But, you know, if you don't have a large Facebook or Twitter following, it's definitely not the end of the world. You know, we all have to start somewhere. So honestly, you know, going back to what you said earlier, AK, a great strategy to help promote a giveaway is you know, pair up with other like-minded bloggers or other closely associated businesses. And if you're running a giveaway while working with another brand or business, I simply ask the brand to share it with their fans. It's good exposure for your blog. It's good exposure for the giveaway and for their brand as well. So if you're running a giveaway on your blog or Facebook page and people are excited, chances are they'll talk back to you. And so probably the next tip I would throw out there is if they're interacting with you, they're doing it for a reason. So you know, talk back to them, interact. Throw some chatter out there. Not only are you trying to promote your giveaway and promote your brand or your blog, you're also giving the ability to interact with your entire audience while the giveaway is running. And I mean, who doesn't like doing that? And you know, it's a great way to get feedback and tell your audience that hey, I'm actually a real person. So I would say those are some pretty good tips. And the first as far as when, if you run a giveaway for a week, the first day that you run the giveaway and the last day, right before it ends, those are the 2 days that get a majority of the entries, at least from what we've seen. So when the giveaway is winding down, as a best practice, I would let folks know that they have less than a day to enter the giveaway, less than 2 hours, less than 10 minutes. And mm-hmm. there's always a big uptick, like within the last hour of a giveaway that most of our giveaways get a good amount of entries in the last 6 hours, in the last hour. But that said, I wouldn't necessarily focus on maxing out the number of folks that enter your giveaway. If you have a giveaway where only several hundred folks enter, but you took the time to communicate with each of those people, spark up a conversation, that's valuable mind share to your brand, and hopefully that interaction is authentic, and that folks, take something away from that and then share it with their friends.
Well, great. You kept saying like a week. Is that kind of standard, what you recommend? People usually let it go for a week. Would you say that's typical?
I often throw this question around in my mind, and we plan on doing some sort of blog post series that helps educate folks on from all the giveaways that come through our system. We want to do a better job of letting people know, hey, a week works really well for pies like this, or a month works really well if you're trying to do something like this. But generally, when I run a giveaway with Raff Coffee, we usually aim for a week. We did an iPad giveaway that lasted a month. We've also done a few gift cards here and there that have lasted a couple of weeks. Honestly, it kind of depends. It varies from blog to blog, from business to business. And I would honestly say that I think a week might work really well for some folks, where a month might work really well for others. But if I had to pick one, I would say between 1 and 2 weeks. But I highly recommend that if you're going to be doing multiple giveaways, test it out and see which works better for you. Okay. That's really the best way to kind of figure out, what you should be doing moving forward.
AK, we have a question here, and Greg, it's actually from one of our loyal listeners, and he's an author, and we know that earlier you said that the value should be about $50, but he's going to be coming out with a book here in September, so in just a few weeks. It's with Taste of Delight and B.J. Emerson and Jim Amos. What can you provide him with some tips on how to raffle those books? To get the promotion going.
So there are a few things you could do. So I'm assuming that a book has probably a value. I guess if you can get it for an ebook, or if you can get it like as a hardcover, that's something that would be really cool. Maybe get some books, and if I were put in his position, I might raffle off maybe 10 books, one to each different winner. And maybe autograph them. I don't know if that's something that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of that personal touch, I really, really like that. Whenever we send out a prize that comes from our headquarters, we usually have like a handwritten note or some stickers or business, whatever, a business card, whatever it might be. I don't think that would be that bad of an idea. So maybe 10 books with like autographed copies. And I think that could really get some people excited. And that's a perfect example of when to run a giveaway, like when an event is happening, or a promotion around like a book release. That's great.
And AK, you're so funny. I see what you added in the chat. So AK, what is your idea for BJ?
Well, I think since BJ does such a wonderful job with Tasty Delight, that the book could be given away with Tasty Delight gift cards.
Yep.
I think that would be a delicious treat for your reading enjoyment.
You could, yeah. You're so clever. We could be sitting there eating Tasty, reading the book, tweeting from the Tasty store. Oh. And maybe BJ would even visit or do some more Social Geek Radio episodes along with it. So, cool. Good ideas.
BJ could give away an hour consultation of his wonderful location-based marketing knowledge along with the book.
This is true. But he's so busy.
Limitless.
Oh, Greg, so you can tell that we like to bust on BJ a little bit. And since he's in the chat, he can't defend himself other than logging in and logging back out of the chat. We're going to keep
That's
busting on
cool.
him. Yeah, we're evil. Yeah. So, AK, what's our next question for Greg here? We have
Well, my next question for Greg would be to, well, what can you do sort of after a giveaway is over? One of the things that we do with, that one of my clients has been doing is offering a discount code to everybody who entered. So whether we email them or we simply just posted to Facebook and Twitter saying we really appreciate the time that you took to enter the contest. Sorry, we couldn't give away, you know, a prize to everybody. You know, here's $25 off your purchase or something like that. Do you see other people doing similar things or other ideas out there?
Yeah, no, that's a great example. We've worked with a few companies who've worked with bloggers and promoting their items that they've been giving away, their items for, let's say, a couple of weeks. Then once the giveaway is over, you know, obviously you'll have more, you know, quote, non-winners than you have winners. So yeah, it's kind of nice to give something of value to those who didn't win and you know, maybe give them an extra reason to stick around. And we've even had a few companies who've given away some prizes. And then once when the giveaway ends, what they do is they say, hey, you know, here's the prize that we're giving away. For 1 week, we're going to be, here's a discount code where you can buy this item for 50% off, which, and he was telling me the MSRP of the item. They were basically giving away the items themselves. They were making a dollar off those. And they had some sales. And that's a really, really good way to kind of offer extra incentive for folks to, you know, while they still didn't win, they could still benefit from it. But you know, like you said, when the giveaway ends, it shouldn't be the end of the promotion. It's just like when a baseball game ends and you're in the baseball stadium, that doesn't mean your night's over. You still have to drive home. So that said, we highly recommend choosing the winner within 24 to 48 hours when it closes. And it's sort of like when you apply for college, you take the SAT. Exam, and you wait and wait and wait to get those SAT results back. And so everyone likes it when they get results back and they're announced quickly. So that's why, I mean, I think it really goes a long way to announce your winners really, really within 1 to 2 days of when the giveaway is over. And after you've chosen the winner, I simply ask the winner if they'll allow you to post their name on your site, maybe tweet about them. Or even better, you know, when they receive the prize, I can just take a picture of them with it. And I kind of looking back to one of your podcasts that you did with Ashley from The Gift of Life, I believe that when you won that watch, AK, that she asked you to do the same thing, which is,
exactly.
You know, she's right on the money. And, you know, it adds a personal touch to the giveaway. It makes it more legitimate. And, you know, when other folks see that the winners are posting their pictures on your Facebook page, they say to themselves, you know, holy cow. Here, folks, just like you and me, normal people winning these prizes, and kind of adds that personal touch. So yeah, you know, when that clock counts down to zero and the giveaway is done, it's the end of the folks entering. But you know, you're still not done with the promotion. So, and in fact, you know, you're just getting started almost.
I really like the picture again. I think it sounded cool when you were talking about. What was it, the barbecue one where they're kind of doing a couple a week, and I haven't been to their page and been to check it out, but it sounds like it'd be cool to have like a photo album of people who have won your prizes to really help people get excited about future giveaways and just the product in general.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a great example. That's going way above and beyond what a normal entrant or a winner or, you know, whoever participates in the giveaway would expect. And you know, it puts some sort of value on that. I mean, this day and age with Facebook and Twitter, I mean, if you have a Facebook page or Twitter page and you don't interact with your audience, you know, what's really the point? So, yeah, that's a great example.
All right, so now the tough one, the one that you've probably been dreading answering for me, but the whole Facebook promotional guidelines for giveaways, can you... We're not going to hold you to anything, and our audience should know that Greg's word is only what he's heard in his correspondence. But so tell us a little bit about what the guidelines say, and I don't know if you want to tell me your interpretations of them or what you've actually heard from corresponding with Facebook, any of that.
Yeah, definitely. So this subject is heavily debated. We get questions about this all the time, and you know, as we should, because it's very no one wants to get on Facebook's bad side by any means. So that said, yeah, I mean, more than happy to help you kind of break it down. And I guess before I I'll do my best to kind of break down what we interpret as the rules. And before we do that, you know, I would keep in mind that Facebook is first, you know, they're out to protect themselves as far as legal troubles go. And second, they're out to protect their users from a poor or a bad experience on their site. So that's kind of those two points are Facebook's main concentration as far as when they write the promotional guidelines and they enforce them. So I guess with that said, the page owner, if you're running a Facebook giveaway on your page, the page owner, they accept full responsibility around the legality of the promotion, meaning that you're responsible for the official rules, the terms and conditions, and Facebook also asks you to include a complete release of the Facebook page entrant and an acknowledgement that the promotion is no way sponsored or affiliated with Facebook, and a disclosure statement that the participant is providing information to someone other than Facebook. So Facebook is basically separating themselves from the promotion. They don't want to get involved with it. Even though it's on their site, you're fully responsible for doing that. So second, if you're running a giveaway on Facebook, it must be done on a Facebook tab or a Facebook page tab or a Canvas page. That means the promotion that you're running, it can't be run on your timeline. So that means you can't write a status update that says, hey, 50th comment on this status update gets a free t-shirt. Or you also can't upload a photo on your timeline and say, hey, you know, everyone caption this photo and the caption written in the comments below with the most likes in the next hour wins a prize. So those are directly on Facebook's, if you're running those directly on your timeline page, those are a big no-no. So simply because they're not on a page tab or a Canvas page. And another really easy rule to digest that Facebook has is you can't notify winners of your promotion through Facebook, meaning you can't, like, after the giveaway is over, you can't find the person on Facebook and send them a message and say, hey, you won, send me your address. So for that, it's really easy to get around. Just email them. You know, chances are if you're running a promotion on Facebook, that's 100% legitimate. Chances are you're using something that collects their email address. You can't use a like button as a voting mechanism, meaning that meaning you can't have a promotion on a page tab that has Facebook like buttons integrated into the app, where users are asked to click the like button to vote something up, meaning like, hey, you know, this, look at this picture, use a Facebook like button below it to accumulate likes. And there are apps out there that are very similar to that, but instead of using the actual like button, they'll just use a button that they've kind of customized and created in their app. So I would say those are kind of the easy rules to understand as far as Facebook promotional guidelines go, which there are two more points or two more rules in the Facebook promotional guidelines that are kind of, I guess I would say, more gray area. And it's based around, you know, liking your page on Facebook or using the like button. So to jump right into it, the first rule, it reads, and I'll just go ahead and read it from their page. You must not condition registration or entry upon the user taking any action using Facebook features or functionality other than liking a page, checking into a place, or connecting with your app. For example, you must not condition registration or entry upon that user liking a wall post or commenting or uploading a photo on a wall, which is something that we just kind of went through. So are you ready for our interpretation?
I'm ready. Let's have it.
And then we need to talk about that photo caption, because I just can't believe how many I see every day.
Yeah, definitely. And I do plan on kind of touching up on, I mean, we're in the space of sweepstakes and giveaways. We see the rules broken all the time. Like, it is not uncommon to see a lot of these folks breaking the rules. But as far as kind of, when it says user taking any action against Facebook features or functionality other than liking a page, so our interpretation is this. it's okay to ask a user to be a fan of your page before being eligible to enter promotion, so as long as the liking the page does not automatically enter that user into a promotion. So what I mean, the physical act of clicking the like button, that can't be an entry. That wouldn't be fair, for example. That wouldn't be fair to those who have already liked your page.
Right.
So if you hold a giveaway and you say, you know, all my fans on Facebook are automatically entered into the sweepstakes because I love my fans, you know, it's good intentions. Unfortunately, that's not allowed. And that kind of helps me lead into the next Facebook regulation that they have set up in the guideline, which reads, you must not use Facebook features or functionality as a promotions, registration, or entry mechanism. So, for example, the act of liking a page or checking into a place cannot automatically register or enter a promotion participant. And so with that, all that in mind, and what we've had to change over the last month, the copy on our entry forms, and our Rafflecopter entry forms, they actually now read easy entry. When you have a Facebook entry option on your Rafflecopter widget, it'll read easy entry for all, you know, XYZ fans on Facebook. And then when you click on that button, it says, hey, if you're a fan on Facebook, you're entitled to a free entry. If not, you can become one here. So you know, I'm fully in the clear that, yeah, there's a like button in the Rafflecopter entry form. And that said, clicking on the like button in our entry form, it doesn't mean you're automatically entered in the giveaway. So you still have to confirm that you're a fan and hit enter, and that the actual hitting enter on our form is the registration into giveaway, not the physical act of clicking the like button or already being a fan. And according to the rule above, you're not allowed to use any other Facebook features or functionality other than liking a page. So having a like button on the form and on your Facebook, you know, if you're using another app on Facebook, having a like button on the form is okay, but making it the button that registers your entrance for the promotion isn't. And as I kind of say all these rules, like I'm pretty clear on them, but this is something that we've just studied for months and months, and we constantly get questions about it, and fully admit that it sounds kind of a gray area. And what I plan on doing is writing a blog post, kind of based all on this, because you know it kind of brings me to the good news is that we made some changes to Rafflecopter over the last month, and we didn't make these changes on a whim or for the fun of it, as much as we like improving our application. But about a month ago, Facebook approached us, and they did a review of our app, and they actually pointed out a few things that said, hey, you know, this is a little unclear. Yeah, you should probably change these over here. So what we did, we actually worked with them, several folks at their Facebook platform policy team, and they helped us change our application to meet their page guidelines, the platform policy, while us were still concerned about keeping our widget have the same functionality. So in our case, rewording the way our copy was written was the best solution. But that said, since Rafflecopter came out, we've had an entry option that asks folks to like the blog post entry option, meaning if you're running a giveaway on a blog and you have a like button, which helps kind of spread the word. If someone likes blog posts, you know, that kind of goes to their feed. And we reworded that entry option as well, but Facebook came back and said, hey, listen, rewording it's not enough. This is not within our Facebook promotional guidelines. So we actually took, starting today, we're no longer offering the like a blog post entry option. And as much as we hate to take it away, I mean, first and foremost, it's important for us to you know, protect our users. And that's really kind of, there was no way we were going to go to Facebook and say, well, you know, I don't know about that entry option. I think it could be argued that, you know, X, Y, Z. But it's, Facebook is out to protect their users from a bad experience. And it's, these rules and regulations set aside, we have a responsibility to kind of make sure all of our users are safe and within rules and regulations. And that goes for all the social networks that we tie into. So we took that entry option out. But we constantly monitor the Facebook promotional guidelines, and when something comes to us with a question, And I know, AK, you came to me with a question, I believe it was back in March. And whenever I get a Facebook question like that, I try my best to answer if I know the answer. And but all that said, with all this knowledge that we've gained from Facebook over the last month, we're going to – I have a blog post that we wrote about a year ago about revolving around Facebook promotional guidelines, but I think I'm going to update that and probably just turn into a new blog post, kind of helping everyone understand now what we've come to learn and how you can kind of use that to your advantage.
Well, that was extremely helpful. Thank you. I really appreciate it because I know I talk to people all the time, and especially for when I'm trying to sort of organize cross-promotions, and I always have people say to me, you know, oh, I don't know if we can do that, or somebody told me this, or somebody told me that. So it's really helpful to be able to, like, help spread the word about what is acceptable.
Yeah, and you know, there are many, many different interpretations of the rules, and it was really helpful for us to actually talk to someone at Facebook for the first time in 15 months that we've been around. And understandably, it's a touchy subject. And just like how it's difficult for the three of us at Rafflecops to monitor every giveaway that's going on, it's really, really tough for Facebook at the same time to monitor every promotion, whether it be a contest or sweepstakes. And, you know, I believe that Facebook, because of this reason, they don't make it necessarily cut and dry. For a reason, you know, kind of going back to what I said earlier, Facebook is out to protect themselves from any legal trouble, and they're out to protect their users from a bad experience. So I guess at the end of the day, if you're running a giveaway and you think your giveaway or promotion or contest, whatever it might be on Facebook, might threaten Facebook legally or might make it seem like Facebook users are going to be upset about it, hey, you should probably back off from that. And that said, we've been in touch with a few folks who have run, you know, promotions for really, really big name clients who have had over 500,000, you know, likes on their Facebook page. And just like us, you know, Facebook came to them and they said they had a really good experience with the Facebook policy team in that they were, instead of Facebook's not out there to look at a bad promotion and ban you instantly. They're out there to make sure their users have a good experience, and you as a Facebook page owner, you're a user as well. And I think if they see you doing something wrong, they'll tell you. And if you comply with what they say, you know, they'll probably, you know, let you be on your way. But if you do it again, you continue to break the rules, that's kind of when it gets into an area where you shouldn't be. And if you're always breaking rules like that, you don't want to do that. So really, at the end of the day, you just kind of have to remember, you know, what Facebook's purpose is, and just kind of try to do your best to follow the rules. But like I said, it's really, really difficult for them to monitor all the promotions on their page, which is why you see a lot of folks breaking the rules. And plus, I don't think the rules are all that well known. I think there are a lot of folks running giveaways on their Facebook page, and they say, oh, there are zero promotions behind this, but I saw, you know, XYZ Facebook page do it. How come I can't do that? You know, so that's really kind of the whole conundrum behind the whole Facebook promotional guidelines comes from.
Yeah, there's a page that I follow, and I'm not going to call them out because I know how popular our show is, and they might be listening. But they have 204,000 people who like their Facebook page, and every single contest or giveaway they run, they do a status update on their Facebook page, and the entry is a comment on that status update. And I'm just amazed every single time they do it, that there's such a huge page, and I always enter it, but I always want to be like, you know, you're not allowed to do this, but I don't want them to discount my entry because I'm mean to them.
Right, and you know, one of the reasons I think Facebook doesn't like that, it might be the main reason, is because if you have a lot of followers and you say, hey, leave a comment and maybe share this, and you'll be entered into the giveaway. Well, when people, you know, click to share their status message and like that and comment on it, I mean, that spreads, like, all over people's news feeds. They don't want people to be incentivized for spamming other news feeds. So if you have, and we've seen companies as many as, and I think the record is like 6 or 7 million companies with that many Facebook fans running giveaways outside of their promotional guidelines. And you know, they're still there today. They might have gotten yelled at, I don't know, but it's pretty widespread, but at the end of the day, you know, our best recommendation is to stick with what you know. You know, don't, if you know the Facebook guidelines, don't break them. And it's just ethical to follow the guidelines, and that's as much as I would love to run a giveaway where we say, hey, write on our status or leave a comment here or leave a caption here. You know, we bite our tongue and do it the proper way.
One of the ones that I can't remember, I may have done it on one of my Facebook pages early on, where it's the one where you get an entry essentially because you have shared it. So, you know, share this post and you'll be entered. What
right.
I found out from doing that is, unless the person has their status updates either public so that people can
right.
subscribe to their updates or it's public, or the admin of that page is actually a personal friend of that person, that counts. You can see the count of how many people who have shared it, but people who are just sharing it to their walls personally, you can't actually see who did that. So I ran into the problem where I had like 50 shares of that status update, but I could only see like 11 of them. So then I had to go back and be like, never mind, we're not doing this anymore. So I think
right.
a lot of people don't realize that kind of intricacy of it either.
Yeah, definitely. And unfortunately, I think when people do that, and if they continue to do that, I think they're in the same position as you, where they know, well, it's great that all these people are sharing, but it's tough to, you know, how do we choose a random winner? It's a sweepstakes, you know, it's a giveaway.
Yeah.
So you have to pick a random winner. I want to know how folks who run giveaways like that actually go about picking one.
I was just going to ask that.
That's the other gray area. So I don't know. I've never run one like that. I've always been curious, but it's a good question.
How random is
yeah.
it? Well, AK, we're going to have to come to an end here with the questions for Greg. We've just run him ragged for the last 45 minutes, so we can have to geek it out. But, Greg, you need to share all of your social accounts with our audience, please.
Yeah, definitely. So we're very active on Facebook and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is obviously Rafflecopter, and our Facebook domain is facebook.com/Rafflecopter. And we're pretty active on our blog as well, which you can find at blog.rafflecopter.com. And the three of us, you can find us on Twitter. You can find JR on Twitter at Running Skull. You can find Justin on Twitter at Justin Ratner. And you can find myself at Greg Goodson. And I think we have all those kind of listed on our website as well. But, yeah, we're all on. We love the social medias, as they would say. So, yeah, by all means, just send us a shout.
Well, you're getting rave reviews in the chat for your customer service and for everything that you do, all the information you've provided tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. And, by all means, you know, give us a shout on our Facebook page or Twitter, and we might send you back some memes. You know, we might send you a few smiley faces. So, yeah, no, thanks for having us. It was
okay.
A blast.
Well, good. Well, you can hang on or go ahead and scoot, but either way, we are going to move into Geek It Out so that see if I can get the music to go a little bit. We'll try to stop it early since we're running out of time here. So he just likes to sing. Okay, AK, I'm ready.
Right.
Where are we going?
Okay. Well, the first one is going to be the one that I invited you to before the
yes.
show, so you have inside luck. It's called Mention. The URL is en.mention.net.
I'll put it in
the
chat.
I got it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
So this you can actually download to Chrome, if you have Chrome, Google Chrome browser, or you can download it to Windows. It's also for Mac and Linux. So I downloaded it to Windows, so it always runs at the background of my computer, and it live alerts across social media channels and blogs. So I set up an alert for my name, my business name, my Twitter URL, various keywords, and a little box will pop up and let you know when those words have occurred on the web. So it's very similar to if you set up a Google alert or on something on socialmention.com. But instead of having to wait for like a daily email, you're going to get these live as they occur. Mm-hmm. And I do have Google Alerts and Social Mention email alerts set up, and when I hooked this up, I actually got results for things that had not come across in my alert email. So I'm really liking this.
So now, did you say you downloaded the version for Windows, or did you get the Chrome app version?
I actually downloaded it for Windows.
Oh,
and
I'm surprised.
It told me that the Windows version was faster and more efficient, so I was sold.
Okay. I didn't download it. I'm on the page. I thought I'd wait and ask you tonight which way you went. So I will download it later and go with the Windows. I trust your input. Okay.
And you can actually share alerts with other people that are on it if you work with a team of people. So for Rafflecopter, all three of those guys could set up an alert for the mention of Rafflecopter and share alerts with one another.
Oh, cool.
Yep. The next one is grabinbox.com. GRABinbox.com. And this helps you mass publish across various sites. So I could publish to my Facebook pages, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, my personal Facebook, all at the same time. And I can do multiple accounts if I wanted to. I actually have all of my Facebook pages in here, my LinkedIn. I have a couple of my clients' LinkedIn in here, especially now since Twitter and LinkedIn sever their connections. So tweets no longer go to LinkedIn. Some of the people really wanted to make sure their LinkedIn status updates got done. Anywho, but besides just posting, you can also schedule. It has a really nice scheduling feature. And you can get analytics. So it's really cool. It's totally what I switched over to using.
Switched over from what? What were you using?
I was using Hootsuite for mass publishing, and then for a while I was using MediaFedia. But GrabInbox is super easy to use. There is a Chrome extension, so when I find an article that I want to post for myself or one of my clients, I just click on my Chrome extension button, and if I just posted something on their page, I could schedule it for like 2 or 3 hours from now or something like that. So it's similar to like Buffer app, which I never got into, but... I just like how user-friendly it is, how I can add. It's the only one I found, actually, where you can add, and I know this won't apply to many people who don't manage LinkedIn accounts for other people, but I can add multiple personal LinkedIn accounts.
Cool.
Yes.
Good to know.
All right. The next one is just a fun one. It's called Google Sightseeing, and it's S-I-G-H-T, so GoogleSightseeing.com. And this is, it's not an official Google blog or anything like that, but it's just, I think it's a group of people who have come across cool things while they've been traveling the world, and it's just this blog of the pictures they've taken. But one of the neat things is they've broken it up into categories. So if you click on the categories tab, you can see the bridges and buildings and historical landmarks and crowds and there's some crazy categories and stuff, but it's just sort of fun to peruse.
Oh, Cindy Perkins, if she's listening, we'll have to look and see what we've got going for Paris. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. I know she's listening.
All right. And one quick one left is Issue. And I have talked about this one on the show before. It's issuu.com. And you can upload PowerPoint presentations to it and PDFs to it, and it makes it look like you're reading a magazine. So if you have to share presentations with people or you're doing some sort of proposal, it just looks really nice the way the end product is. And you don't do anything other than upload it. But the way somebody would click on the next page, it literally looks like it's flipping like a magazine. It's just really, really nice looking.
Good. Okay. Well, perfect. I just got a text from Cindy. She said, yes, she was listening, so she's got that one. Yes, I think we've covered everything. Greg, got anyone you want to add?
Oh, man, I think I already did in that one segment about cool prizes. But they're coming out in the next month, so other than what I said already, you know, keep your ears open for that. It's a cool product.
Very good. Well, she's yelling at us, AK, in our ears, and we're going to have to close it up. So thank you, everybody. We had lots of listeners in the chat, lots of phone listeners in Facebook and Twitter, and very good. It was a great show, Greg. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night, AK.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Don't show me.